Well, hello everyone. My name is Andy, and this is a little bit of an experiment that we're going to be doing as a community over the next couple of months, and hopefully beyond that. Obviously, one of the key hearts of the life of the church is teaching. And many people have been asking, well, how is teaching going to happen in this new framework as we're situated all over the place and scattered to and fro? Most people that are familiar with traditional church structure understand that the church pretty much revolves around the teaching. Every Sunday morning, the community of faith comes together to receive what is hopefully going to be some good teaching, good nourishment for the weeks and for the months that lie ahead and for the maturing of the believer. But in our situation, we're dealing with something else. We're coming together in more, I guess to use the term, organic manners, gathering in these homes all over the place. But teaching still needs to be a regular part of the rhythm of the life of our community as well. And there are a few ways, I think, where this is going to be accomplished. One of the ways is going to be, obviously, in the homes themselves. God, in the priesthood of all believers, has appointed many teachers to help encourage and equip the family of faith into maturity. And I believe that, no doubt, in every single home that's gathering around around the city of ours, there's going to be people that God is appointing and equipping to teach. And so probably on a regular basis, those people will have an opportunity to teach and to encourage each of the little home churches. Also, we have weekend celebration services. So once a month, the whole community of faith are going to come together for these citywide celebrations. And a big part of that gathering is going to be teaching. Yeah, there'll be testimonies and there'll be worship and those other things, but that's also going to be a place where there'll be some teaching to help encourage again and instruct the community of faith. But a third way we're hoping to develop teaching in this community is by what I'm doing right now, what we're calling these podcasts. And podcasts are basically kind of like radio broadcasts out to a group of people that desire to subscribe to those broadcasts and have them into their home. And kind of the dream behind this is what I'm referring to as a modern adaptation on Paul's letters. Back when the early church existed, there wasn't regular teaching like we know today. But mainly what happened was that Paul or other writers like John or Peter would send letters out to churches, and these churches would read the letters. They'd be circular letters that would go among from church to church to church, and the churches would read these letters for their edification, for their encouragement, and for their instruction. And I'm kind of looking at these things, these podcasts, as a modern take on that, in that these podcasts, once a week, hopefully, myself or some of the other teachers in our community are going to teach for 10 or 15 minutes over this forum. And then you, as people of the churches, can download these things and either listen to them on your own or listen to them as a whole community of faith. Now, what's unique about these, though, as well, is that we're designing them to also lead into further discussion. So as you listen to these things, you then can go back onto the website, and after each podcast, there's a place where you can add your comment, and you can interact with the teaching that just comes. So, you know, you hear something that I say or that one of the other teachers say, and you're like, you know, I disagree with that. Maybe there might be another way of looking at it. Well, you can blog or journal on that podcast, and other people can look at your thoughts and read your ideas on what is being said. You can also just say, you know, this is awesome, but that reminds me of this, and add in another trail of thought that you want to add to. But it's just a way of us kind of interacting as a community and communicating with these things. Also, at the end of each of our talks, we're going to have probably three or four questions that are application questions that you can kind of wrestle through and think about on your own, or maybe also as a community of faith. So say one week you gather together as a home church, and you don't have anybody teaching that particular week, but you're really feeling, you know, the Spirit saying, we need some teaching right now. We're in need of that. Well, you can download one of these podcasts, listen to it as a whole community of faith, and then at the end of it, use those three or four questions as discussion starters to help, you know, kind of lead your group in some thought-provoking, you know, interaction with what's been taking place. Because these things are new, the dynamic of teaching is going to be an adjustment for those of us that are teachers. I think about right now, I'm looking into a microphone, whereas normally I'm used to looking into 100 or a couple hundred faces that are in front of me. So we're going to have to learn and grow how to use this more effectively. And probably what's going to happen over these opening months is that the format of this is going to change somewhat, and we're going to learn how these can be best used to equip and encourage the Simple Church network that we're a part of. So bear with us as we work it out, but I think what we're stumbling onto here could be a really cool and effective tool for encouraging this network that's spread out all over the city and prayerfully one day even beyond. So happy listening in. Probably once a week you're going to come, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Check it out. There'll be another teaching that'll be on there. It'll either be me or some of the other teachers in our network, but it'll be a place for you to have nourishment and encouragement, and if your church so desires, a place for the whole church to download and receive some teaching as well.